In a world where each emoji only has one facial expression, which is our world, TJ Miller stars as an overly emotional meh emoji.
I love TJ Miller.
Yeah, we had a great time talking with him.
And his voice is so unique. I absolutely think he's great.
Me. My name is Gene. I'm a meh. So I gotta be totally over it all the time. You know, like, meh, who cares? Which is not as easy as it sounds.
I gotta be meh. I gotta be meh.
All right. And in it, he's gotta keep from being deleted in the movie by some evil emoji.
Of course. Of course.
Patrick Stewart is in it as the smiling pile of poo.
Sir.
Just doing my duty.
What?
He's full of himself.
We're number two. We're number two.
Okay. So you get how that goes.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sofia Vergara, Sean Hayes, many, many more as the voices of emojis in this. And our potential stoner movie reviewer, stoner number two, saw it last night. Here's what he thought.
I was given 3D glasses for this movie. It was not a 3D showing. I didn't figure this out until 30 minutes into the movie. I don't know what that says about the movie. It's
oh, yep.
A movie starring TJ Miller. He wants to be more than just a meh emoji. So he goes on a journey. And then basically, if you could think of Inside Out meets the Lego movie, you've got your story. Except it's a lot worse. It's a way, way overdrawn, and it's just full of the worst product placement. Like, all it was, it's like, here's the Instagram app. You have to go through a certain filter to be able to get over to the next app. Oh, here's the YouTube app. Turn on autoplay. That way it'll distract somebody for hours. Just you, if you're trying to tell me that this is a good cohesive movie, it's TJ Miller. What were you thinking? This was something that, why did you leave Silicon Valley, man? Ehrlich Bachman was one of the coolest characters. Why? I'm starting to think he actually got fired. Patrick Stewart as the emoji, as the poop emoji. Oh my gosh. It was like he must have gotten one of the biggest paychecks ever, and that's how he was able to do the movie, because all he does is say stuff like, oh man, it's sunny out, might be brown out later. Parents are gonna hate it. Kids are gonna be bored with it. If I were to rate this movie, man, this is the joint that you dropped in the toilet, and then you took it and shook it off and blew dry it, and then you smoked it, but it was still covered in that poop emoji. So it's a poop emoji, it's a turd joint, turd joint.
That is a much better rating than our original stoner has ever done.
That was great.
Movie sounds like it's not good, though. Do critics agree with our stoner
too? 25 critics have rated this movie, and they give it 0%.
Solid.
The audience gives it a 46%. The critics haven't even bothered to comment on a consensus yet.
Oh, that's too bad. Atomic Blonde, quick on this. I have no clip, but it's Charlize Theron as an MI6 agent who's badass and blonde. Was this movie any good?
Yeah, critics give it a 76%, and the audience a little less, 72%, saying that it gets enough mileage out of its stylish action sequences and ever-magnetic star to make up for a narrative that's somewhat less hard-hitting than its protagonist.
All right, well, so there's something you can see this weekend if it's not the emoji movie.